Welcome to another edition of the Health First Show. I'm your host, Steve Fuller, and we're going to be talking about legumes today. We're also going to be talking with Dr. Marita about hormones and stress. But before we do that, here's Rich with the health news.
Osteoporosis is a major concern for postmenopausal women. Research is now showing an increase in oxidative stress plays a role in age-related bone loss and osteoporosis. One of the most potent antioxidants to protect against oxidative stress is alpha-tocopherol, a form of vitamin E. To evaluate vitamin E and fracture rate in women, the Swedish mammogram cohort study, which included 90,000 women in Sweden, was reviewed. The study found there was a higher risk of both osteoporosis and sarcopenia in women with low intakes of alpha-tocopherol. This was the first study to discover an association between low alpha-tocopherol intakes and increased fracture risk. Future research studies will be needed to confirm results, but the study's conclusion, consuming higher amounts of alpha-tocopherol per day, results in a lower risk for fractures in both men and women. Women who are heavy consumers of diet drinks might be more likely to experience heart attacks, dangerous blood clots, and other cardiovascular problems than those who rarely or never consume artificially sweetened beverages, according to a large new study. The findings come from a study of nearly 60,000 healthy postmenopausal women in the United States. Participants were asked to estimate how many artificially sweetened drinks they'd had each day for the past 3 months. About 9 years later, researchers checked to see how many women had experienced any heart-related problems. Heavy consumers of diet drinks were about 30% more likely to have suffered heart trouble during the course of the study than women who rarely or never had artificially sweetened beverages. The findings were presented at the annual meeting of the American College of Cardiology in Washington, D.C. People with celiac disease have a nearly twofold increase of heart disease compared to those without the chronic digestive disorder, according to a new study. Researchers analyzed data gathered from nearly 22.4 million people aged 18 and older between 1999 and 2013, including more than 24,000 diagnosed with celiac disease. Those with celiac disease were slightly more likely to have high cholesterol, but less likely to have high blood pressure, the investigators found. Celiac disease patients also had a slightly higher risk of stroke, according to the study presented at the American College of Cardiology annual meeting in Washington, D.C. And finally, the stress of natural disasters can break people's heart, according to a new study. Researchers found dramatic rises in broken heart syndrome in Vermont after a huge storm ravaged the state, and in Missouri after a massive tornado. People with broken heart syndrome suffer a temporary enlargement and weakening of the heart. The condition is also triggered by extreme emotional or physical stress, such as losing a loved one or being in a traffic crash. For the study, a university team looked at data from nearly 22,000 people in the United States who were diagnosed with broken heart syndrome in 2011. They mapped the cases state by state and found Missouri and Vermont had the highest rate of cases. In 2011, Vermont was devastated by Tropical Storm Irene, and an enormous tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri, killing at least 158 people. The study was presented at the American College of Cardiology annual meeting in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for that, Reg. Well, our first guest, Dr. Marita Show, is a naturopathic physician. She's also an author. She's written a couple books, including Making Sense of Women's Health and The Adrenal Stress Connection. Dr. Show, welcome to the Health First Show.
Thanks so much for having me again.
So tell us a little bit about some of the issues related to adrenal health that the average person probably should know.
Yeah, so a lot of people have never heard of their adrenal glands and the huge role that they play in the body. And your adrenal glands are two small glands, no bigger than walnuts, and they sit on top of your kidneys. And I like to call them the stress glands because they really help your body cope with and adapt to stressful situations. And a lot of times when those adrenal glands are not performing optimally, we can see a lot of common symptoms that people are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, lower energy, they're not sleeping well, they're feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, as the adrenal glands do diminish, more serious issues can arise. So, for example, you know, chronic inflammation, osteoarthritis, autoimmune diseases, heart diseases. So, you know, the stress, so like the role that stress plays on the body and how it affects the adrenals can affect pretty much every system in the body.
And in regards to, you know, that stress, where are the stresses coming from, like that is increasing the effects of adrenal health, dysfunction in the North American population?
Yeah, so, you know, we know that, you know, common stressors that people are faced with on a regular basis, for example, you know, financial stressors, you know, family, work, but there are definitely some less obvious stressors that we don't really think about. So, for example, our environment. So, environmental toxins, for example, you know, things that are found like bisphenol A, also known as BPA, found in all of our plastics. Well, it's really hard on the body for, and especially on our liver, and, you know, it has a huge role with respect to affecting normal hormone balance in the body. So environmental stressors, and then we talk about, you know, also electromagnetic radiation, right? So, you know, wherever you look nowadays, everyone's plugged in, whether it's a cell phone or an iPad or a computer or TV or video games, right? So, you know, that can put a huge stress on the body. And then, of course, you know, when we talk about diet, you know, people that are drinking too much coffee or drinking too much alcohol, too many refined sugars, that can put a lot of stress also on the digestive system, blood sugar balancing, as well as putting additional stress on those adrenal glands. So those are things that probably people are getting bombarded with day to day, but don't, and, you know, and they don't really think about that on top of, you know, maybe the stress of work or family or other responsibilities that they have.
Dr. Marita, what about, what are some of the symptoms that somebody might notice if they had an adrenal dysfunction? And do they always relate them to adrenal dysfunctions? Because as you mentioned, you know, a lot of people don't even know about their adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say more and more people are learning about the adrenal glands, which is really, you know, amazing to see. And, you know, probably about 8 to 10 years ago, a lot of people didn't even know what their adrenal glands are. And now I'm finding patients are coming in and they might be saying, oh, you know, I've heard about, you know, adrenal fatigue, or I've heard about these adrenal glands. Can you tell me a little bit more about it or about them? But, you know, one very common symptom that I do see, because the adrenal glands take care of your stress response, you know, one common symptom is just feeling overwhelmed, can't cope, lack of concentration, low energy. So these are common symptoms because, you know, when your reserves that are there from the adrenal glands to help you cope with stress and then they're no longer there anymore, then, you know, you can just imagine every little thing is going to really set off this cascade of symptoms because the body just can't cope. It has nothing there, no reserves left there to help the body cope with common day-to-day stressors like getting stuck in traffic or having to, you know, multitask and take your kids to, you know, all their extracurricular activities. So, you know, that's the biggest one is, you know, feeling overwhelmed and low energy. And then, you know, when we get into how it's affecting other hormone systems, you know, not sleeping well can also be a symptom. Food cravings can be a big symptom, like craving refined sugars. You know, people that are drinking too much coffee, they're having to drink coffee just to function and make it through the day. So these are some other quite common symptoms that people may experience if they're suffering from an adrenal imbalance or adrenal dysfunction.
Do you have any examples of patients that perhaps had adrenal dysfunction and, you know, how they were when they came into you, you know, kind of maybe go through the process of what you did and what the end result was?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So, you know, typically if, say, a woman's coming in and she's saying, you know, I feel like, you know, my mind's going like a mile a minute before bed. I can't seem to shut my brain off. I'm feeling overwhelmed at work. You know, I'm drinking coffee throughout the day. You know, often, you know, there's a series of tests. There's a great, actually, adrenal fatigue questionnaire that I have in both my book, The Adrenal Stress Connection, as well as Making sense of women's health. So often I'm giving that questionnaire out to my patients and I have them fill that out. But a lot of it is also just, you know, spending an hour, 15 minutes with my patients and really getting a detailed medical history. But after that, usually what I'm recommending is, you know, I think with any adrenal issue or any health concern that a patient comes in to see me with, you know, that healthy foundation of a good diet is the first place that I start. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, if they have a diet that's really high in refined sugars or really heavy on the gluten or maybe dairy, or they might have some food sensitivities, we really address those. And we try to get that foundation, those basics done first before I implement any supplementation. So we start there, and then some really important adrenal nourishing supplements. For example, we've got the B vitamins. You know, we've all heard when you're stressed out, take your B's because they help to support the nervous system, they help support the brain, and they help to calm the body down and nourish those adrenal glands. So a B complex is absolutely essential. Vitamin C is really important also when, you know, individuals are quite stressed out. It's a very important antioxidant for the immune system, but it also helps to keep those adrenal glands strong. And vitamin C is actually utilized, same as the B vitamins, when we're stressed out. We actually use more B vitamins and more of the vitamin C. And then magnesium is an excellent mineral as well that helps with calming the body down, also good for bones and the nervous system, but also really good for the adrenal glands. And then I really love, they're called, it's a group of herbs called adaptogens. And these herbs are, for example, rhodiola, Siberian ginseng, schisandra, ashwagandha. A lot of these herbs are found in a product called Adrenosense that I've had really, really great success with my patients. So usually, you know, when patients come in, we start with the diet and then we put them on some supplementation. I do have some tests that I do in my office. And, you know, I always get this question, well, how long is it going to take before, you know, my adrenals get better or for me to start noticing a difference? And, you know, it's hard to say because everyone is an individual. And, you know, but I often say, you know, give it at least, you know, 4 weeks and people start noticing changes even as early as 2 weeks, but they'll start noticing really big changes after 4 to 6 weeks, especially if their adrenals are quite low to begin with.
So they start to notice these changes after a few weeks, you know, by taking the B vitamins and taking these adaptogens, you know, these herbs. But you know, can they recover? Can they go back to their normal or what they've been doing normally after 4 weeks? Or do they really need to make that lifestyle change and to continue on with the nourishment?
Yes. So you really need to identify the stressors that are in your life. And I realize that, you know, for some people, if they have a very stressful job, it's not as if they can just, you know, wake up the next day and just quit their job. They have responsibilities. They've got bills to pay. They've got families. So the best thing you can do is try to find outlets for that stress. So, you know, I always say meditation, exercise, you know, walking the dog, whatever you need to do, even if it's, you know, 10, 15 minutes during the day to really take a break and help to keep that nervous system centered, that's really important. So, you know, it's funny that you ask, but yeah, people can't really just continue with their stressful lifestyle and take all these vitamins and herbs and expect that their adrenal glands are just going to boom, bounce back. So you do need to make some, you know, some lifestyle changes. You need to sort of address those stressors. And, you know, it's not just, again, about supplementation, but it's also addressing your diet as well and making sure that, you know, you are trying to cut back on, you know, if you're a serious coffee drinker and you're drinking 5 cups of coffee a day, you know, you really want to start weaning yourself down. And, you know, you want to start looking at maybe some of those refined sugars that you're eating too much of in your diet, or, you know, if you're, you know, having to have a few glasses of wine at night, sort of unwind, well, you need to look at that too, because, you know, it can put additional stress on the body.
We're talking with Dr. Marita Show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can feel better.